Language and culture are so closely intertwined that learning them separately can make you literally culturally deprived, that is, unable to produce appropriate and meaningful language. For this reason, you must carefully notice the different ways the Japanese act in the various situations you'll experience as you proceed through the units of this course. Being sensitive to who is doing what to whom and why is what you have learned to do almost unconsciously in your native tongue. You will attain this same sense of awareness as you gain proficiency in your new language. This implicit instruction will come from the lessons as you learn to identify the intonation and melody of the speakers. This audio will provide additional explicit instruction to further confirm what you have learned. Unit 1.
すみません.
In this unit, you have learned
すみません
for excuse me. You will find yourself using and hearing this expression quite often in your interactions with the Japanese.
すみません
is used for several purposes. It is often used to express the speaker's sincere and polite attitude toward others. However, Japanese people use this expression to convey not only excuse me, but also I'm sorry, and even thank you. You will hear them say
すみません
to attract someone's attention when initiating a conversation, as was demonstrated in the unit. You might also hear this expression from someone who mistakenly steps on your foot in a crowded train and wishes to apologize. It is a very useful expression in a wide range of social contexts. Word order. You noticed in this unit that the Japanese word order is very different from what you are accustomed to in English. Such words as
ます, ません,
and
ますか,
which determine whether the speaker is making a statement, negating, or asking something, come at the end of a sentence. You need to, therefore, listen to the speaker all the way through to the end of the sentence to find out the speaker's intention. This may be confusing to you at first, but as you become skillful, you will be able to use this sentence structure to your advantage, as you can carefully sense the listener's feeling while you speak. You can then decide on the overall tone of your message by modifying the ending accordingly.